In 1960, I asked you a minute ago about your recollection of the sit-in in Greensboro. Do you remember how you heard about that? Did you read about it in the newspaper, or did you find out about before even the newspaper came out?
I didn't find out before the newspaper came out, and to be honest with you, I think I was visiting in New York when the headlines in New York told about it. And I came back and I immediately set about, well, what about us here? Or when are we going to do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And found that Shaw and St. Augustine students were already mobilizing ahead of me and preparing to do just that. As I said, any man worth his salt will fight to be free from tyranny or from control of your mind.
Do you remember that same spring, the organizing meeting at Shaw, where the student nonviolence...
That was the first time that Dr. Martin Luther King visited Raleigh. He was among, and so were several of my friends there. Julian Bond was there. Several others that really became strong political leaders were
Farmer,
in there.
Was he there?
Who?
James Farmer, was he?
I'm not sure, I think, but I ever tell you, James Farmer, I'm not sure. James Farmer, in my opinion, and I have a picture of him at home, I had it on this wall, was one of the really unsung heroes of that time, because I've seen James Farmer with his eyes just completely puffed and beaten up on those freedom rides that he'd bring people on the bus loads, and they'd waylay the bus and beat them fist and whatever. But James is blind now. He lives in Washington, and he can't see.
Did you attend that meeting at Shaw, that organizing
mm-hmm.
meeting?
Mm-hmm. I was not a part of it. I was just witnessing mm-hmm. what was going on. It appeared to me at that time even Martin Luther King wasn't as vocal as was Julian Bond.
That meeting was to get some idea of how that, I want to ask you what you thought might come from that. What were you feeling?
Well, actually, it was a matter of bringing other minds together. Shaw had Dr. John Fleming was a real firebrand. He was on the faculty at Shaw. He was one of the initiators of the conference coming in. He's a Baptist minister, but he was an instructor at Shaw also. But we thought it was a catalyst for spreading the fire of doing something about the removing the shackles of segregation and bringing about the worth of one's person.